早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
好，今天是我讲道。
Today, I'm the speaker, preacher.
啊，我每次讲道要打领带的。
Every time I preach, I put on my tie.
今天打的是鸭子领带。
Today is a duck color tie.
好，我先做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天把弟兄姊妹朋友聚在这里。我们把以下的时间都恭恭敬敬仰望在你手上，主求你亲自来带领我们，主让孩子讲道也得益处，让我们听众也都得益处，我们来荣耀你的名，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。好，我今天要讲的是神的公义。
Today I'm talking about the righteousness of God.
神的公义义薄云天。
God's righteousness even more significant than the sky and heaven.
好，这个公义呢，我在网上查了一下呢，有没有？哎呦，是白的呢。哎，对不起啊，我走反了啊。公义就是合一的道理和这个举止行为。
Something is reasonable and something is right. Just.
好，我是从成都来的。
I'm from Chengdu.
成都有个武侯祠。武侯祠啊，武侯祠。我有一个
a temple,
yeah, 有一个 temple,、
uh-huh.
里面就有这么一句话
，and there's a saying like this, an idiom,
啊，就是义薄云天
，whatever,
啊，对不起啊，反过来，义高过云天，义比那个云天还要厚
，the righteousness is even more significant than the heaven,
我就觉得这句话对我很有影响
，and this idiom has a big effect on me.
谁的义可以把天地都超过了
？And by them compared to righteousness is even more more important, more significant than heaven and earth.
只有神的义是这样。
Only God's righteousness is this way.
好，我走反了啊！我要熟悉一下。啊，诗篇十一章七节就讲到，耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直的人必得见他的面。
In Psalm 111:7, for the law is righteous, he loves justice, the upright will see his face.
我们经常听到义或者听到称义这个词。
We talk about righteousness or being justified.
这个义和或者称义就是一个法律上的义用语。
And these are the legal terms.
也就是说，义就是犯罪的反义词。
Righteousness is just the opposite of crime.
生命记25:1这样讲的，审判官要宣报告无辜的为无罪，并且定有罪之人的罪。
In the Deuteronomy chapter 25:1, when people have a dispute, they are to take it to court, and the judges will decide the case, acquitting the innocent or the righteous, and condemning the guilty.
所以说义就是说你没有罪。
So righteous means you are not guilty.
好，我就想到准备这个讲道的时候，我想到一个案子。
And I thought about a case, you know, in China.
啊，这个就叫呼格吉勒案。
And this one is the 呼格
吉勒图案
Gillette case.
啊，这个是发生在1996年4月9号。
And this case happened in 1996 at April 9th.
有一个女子呢被强奸了。
And a woman was being raped. And
然后呢，公安局就判定这个人，他的名字就叫做呼格吉利图，是凶手。
And the police decided that Hugo Letu was the one who the criminal.
所以说呢，5月23号呢就判他死刑。他不服。
And he said in May 23rd, he was declared in given the death penalty, and but he appealed.
就在6月5号呢，这个最高人民法院就说维持原判。
And in July 5th, the High Court decided to maintain the original verdict.
6月10号他就被枪毙了。
And in June 10th, he was executed.
就是不到两个月他就被判刑了。
Within 2 months, and he was proclaimed guilty.
然后到了2005年10月23号呢，有一个人出来说话了。
In 2005, October 21st, someone came out and acknowledged that something.
好，他就这个人叫赵志宏，他说他在那里杀害了一个女性。
And this Mr. Zhao, he confessed that he killed a lady there in the.
所以说，2006年呢，这个最高法院来重审这个案件。
So in 2006, the higher court formed an investigating team to investigate this case again.
然后呢，在这个2014年12月15号呢，就宣告这个人是无罪的。
In 2014, the court proclaimed that this
就是被枪毙的那个人啊，乌格吉勒图他是无罪的。
This Hugo Letter, no, he was innocent.
然后真正的凶犯赵志宏呢，是2019年7月30号被判了死刑。
And so this the real criminal was guilty, right? On 2019?
Yeah.
Okay, 2019 July, and they say that after the trial, they say this guy, Mr. Zhao, was the actual criminal.
And 然后呢，他被判了死刑。
And he was given the death penalty.
哇，你就看这个有罪和无罪在人间就是这样来判的。
And so you can see that the guilty or innocence was being how the judge proclaimed, you know, in on this earth.
好，我们来看看耶稣是怎样来看义的，或者是称义的。
And you see how Jesus looked at righteousness or being justified.
耶稣这样说的：莫想我来是废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Don't think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
好，不知道啊。好嘞，我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
我想啊，这个希腊文和中文可有点一样，它有点和画。
And there's a the Greek and the Chinese, I think it's the same. They have the periods. You know.
哦，应该是希伯来文啊，我说错了啊，应该是希伯来文也是。好，然后呢，耶稣继续说。
And Jesus kept saying this.
我告诉你们，你们的义越不若不胜于文士和法利赛的人的义，断不能进天国。
For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
法利赛人和文士在当时的犹太社会是非常牛的。
The Pharisees and the teachers of the law has great influence in the society at that time.
他们真的是遵循律法。
They really kept the law.
他们外表遵循的非常好。
Outwardly, they really kept the law very strict.
但里面我们就不知道了。
But how about inside them? I'm not sure.
路加福音18:11-12就记载了这样的人。
And Luke chapter 18, verse 11-12 recorded a person.
这是耶稣自己讲，他说法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的。”都捐上十分之一。
This person stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get.
所以说这个人他外面做的是非常好的。
So this Pharisee outwardly, he did everything right.
我觉得可能没有人能够超过他们。
No one can surpass what he did.
但是耶稣说我们要超过他们。
But Jesus said, "You have to surpass us, this Pharisee."
怎么超得过啊
？How could I surpass him?
耶稣在马太福音5-7讲述了很多事情。
And from chapter 5-7 of Matthew, Jesus talked a lot of issues.
啊，比如说他讨论了杀人，讨论了奸淫，讨论了休妻等等等等。
He talked about killing, talked about adultery, talked about divorce your wife.Your wives, and so on and so forth.
所以说，因为时间的关系，我就选了四个。
And because of time issue, I only picked 4 issues to talk about.
我们看到，我们将看到耶稣不是把义啊、来在这个行为的层面来说耶稣的公义或神的公义。
But Jesus talk about righteousness, he didn't talk only talk about in the action and the outward level.
人间的律法是束缚行为。
Our human laws based on our action.
耶稣的义是洞察心思。
And Jesus' righteousness will examine what is in your heart.
好，我们就来看杀人这个事情。
We talk about killing.
耶稣这样说。你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
You have heard that it was said to people long ago, "You shall not kill," and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
这个是天经地义的。
And this is quite reasonable.
就算不信耶稣的地方，或者不是犹太人的地方，这个道理。是普世存在的。
Even you are not a believer of Jesus, this law is kind of help apply to all the everywhere in the on earth.
然后耶稣下面接着讲了。
And Jesus kept saying this.
只是我告诉你们，向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审判，骂弟兄是魔力的难免。地狱的火。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother, Raka, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
我们在座的有多少人骂过人啊？
How many of you have kind of scold people, you know, yell people?
很多人没有举手啊。我们有多少人在心里骂过人啊？
How about if you just kind of scold people in your heart?
我还看见还有人没有举手啊。哦、太好了好，他说你凡是骂弟兄是笨蛋的，你就是杀人。
And if you call your brother Rocker, then you kill him.
其实啊，骂笨蛋是最轻的骂了。
Especially when you say someone is a fool, you know, it's a very slight comment already.
所以说我们一生不知道杀了多少人啊。
So, in during our life, I don't know how many people have been killed.
如果是真的照神的律法，我讲完道心里不满啊，说了一句人，我就完了，我就。
If I just don't feel good after I preach, if I kill someone in my heart, I kill someone already.
好，耶稣这样接着讲。
And Jesus kept someone talking about this.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨。
Therefore, if you are offering a gift at the altar and there's remember that your brother or sister has something against you.
不是说你恨弟兄，而是弟兄应该是这样子啊，就是弟兄向你怀怨，不是你去恨他，
不是
谋怨他，是他来怨你。
Not that you hate him, but that yes, there's something he has something against you.
是他的错，不是你的错。
And it's his fault, basically. It's not your fault.
然后耶稣这样讲的。
And Jesus says something like this.
就把礼物留在坛前，先去和弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
Leave your gifts there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gifts.
所以说你要和弟兄和好。
So you have to be in peace, at peace with your brother.
你同告你的对头还在路上，赶紧与他和解，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付。牙鱼你就下在监里了。
Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and then you may be thrown into prison.
然后下面一句说：“我实在告诉你，若有一文钱还没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。”
Truly I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
所以说。要把这个纠纷，把弟兄对你怀恨对你的纠纷要解决好。
So you have to settle down the whatever your brother is against you first.
这还不说你对弟兄有怨恨。
Not that you hate someone or you have something against him.
所以说，耶稣把这个层面提高到心理里面了，不是在行为了。
So Jesus elevate this to the level which is something inside your heart.
我外面可以做得很好，但我心里可以想得乱七八糟。
I can act properly outside, but yet inside me may be a mess.
但是耶稣是看心的。
But Jesus look at your heart.
好，我们再来看下一个，论奸淫。
And the next one is talking about adultery.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
And you heard about that, you have heard that it said you shall not commit adultery.
法利赛人，这个法利赛人肯定没有犯过奸淫，刚才我们说的那个法利赛人。
And that first thing we just refer to, I'm sure that he had not committed adultery.
耶稣这样说的，我只是告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里，哦，错了吗？
Yeah, I think you advanced too much. Yeah,
可能掉了。
Yeah, 但还没讲完这句。
看不见啊。
Go back.
Go back. Okay.
Go back. Go back.
哦、yeah. oh, ，好，对不起啊，跳了。好，说这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
You heard that you said you shall not commit adultery, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
好，我们再往下看。
Just keep looking, reading the passage.
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挽出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
If the right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for the whole body to be thrown into hell.
若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下地狱。
If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go to hell.
你右眼看见女人，你心里犯淫念。
If you look at a woman lustfully with your right eye,
好，把它丢挖出来丢掉了。
You got it out and throw it out.
你还有左眼。
And you still get your left eyes.
你左眼再一看。
If you look at things with your left eyes,
然后也发心里想了淫念
and then you have this concept, you know, this lustful thinking in you again.
左眼又被挖掉了
and then you gouge out your left eye also.
你耳朵又听见美好的声音
and your ears heard some beautiful song.
然后你心里又发生了淫念
and then you have this lustful thought in you again.
这边耳朵就掉了
and then you cut off this ear.
然后你这边耳朵听见
，and the other ear you heard from the other ear，
又让心里发生淫念
，and then it causes you to have lustful thinking in you again。
然后我们到教会来
，and then we came to church。
我估计都是瞎子
，and we are all blind。
说不定也都是聋子，没有耳朵
，and we don't have ears。
说不定可能手缺一只，或者是都缺了
，and you lost all your four limbs， is that right？
Yeah。
Yeah。
所以说耶稣是放在精神的层面
So Jesus put it in a spiritual level and a mental level
我们能做得到吗
Could we do it?
做不到
No, we cannot do it
然后下面耶稣又在讲了
And he kept on teaching
论休妻
About divorcing your wife
又有话说人若休妻就当给他休书
It was said that anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce
只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若娶这被休的妇人，也就是犯奸淫了。
But I tell that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality make her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman committed adultery.
也就是说，休妻的话，离婚的话，若是不是为淫乱的缘故，实际上就是把你自己的妻子。变成了淫妇。
So say if you divorce your wife, you make her an adulterer.
你为了小三，
and、
然后就休了妻，然后和小三结婚。
For you just love your lovers, you know, extramarital lovers, and then now you marry your lovers.
耶稣这样说，你忍心吗
？You think it is good?
你能做得出来吗
？Can you do this?
实际上。还是世界上还是很多人会做出来的。
As a matter of fact, a lot of us did this.
如果说是不是神的律法，说不定很多人我们在座的也会做得出来的。
If not because of God's law, maybe some of us among us will do this too.
好，然后呢，耶稣又继续在讲。
And he kept on teaching this.
就是论爱仇敌。
And loving your enemies.
你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
You heard they say, love your neighbors and hate your enemy.
这句话绝对没错的。
There's nothing wrong with this statement.
但是耶稣接着这样讲。
But then he kept saying,
只是我告诉你们，要爱你的仇敌。为了逼迫你的祷告。
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这样你们就可以做天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
That so may be you become children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
你可以看见，天父的爱是普世的爱。
So the God's love is for all people.
好的坏的他都爱。
Whether you're good or evil, he loves both.
然后耶稣接着讲，你们若单爱那爱你的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行的吗？
If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? And not even the tax collectors doing that?
这一点人人都可以做到。
What you're doing is everyone can do this.
连最讨厌你们最讨厌的犹太人的叛徒都可以做到这一点。
Even those who despise the tax collector, even they could do this.
然后耶稣接着讲。
And then he keeps saying this.
你们若担起你们弟兄的啊，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人也不是这样做的吗？
If you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that?
所以说爱朋友。爱你所爱的人，爱别人，别人爱你，你回应，用爱来回应，这是很容易做到的。
If you love those who love you, this is a very simple response.
但是爱你的仇敌不是人人都能做到的。
But loving your enemies is not everyone can do.
然后耶稣接着讲。
And then he keeps saying.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
你能做到吗？
Could you do it?
我做不到。
I couldn't do it.
我怎能像天父那样完美呢？那样公义呢？
How can I be righteous and perfect as my heavenly Father?
保罗这样讲的。
And Paul in Romans talk about this.
他说没有一人连一个都没有。
There's not even one righteous, not even one.
没有明白神的，没有寻求神的。
There's no one who understands and there's no one who seeks God.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个都没有。
All have turned away; they have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.
古往今来，没有一个义人。
For whole history of human of mankind, there's not even one single righteous.
孔夫子肯定是算是义人了。
Righteous? I mean, Confucius will consider a righteous person.
但是他也不是义人。
But in God's eye, he is not a person. He is not righteous either.
在神的面前没有一个义人。
In front of God, there's not even one single righteous one.
你觉得这个不服气？
You just don't feel I agree. Don't feel you don't disagree.
那我们看看神是怎么讲的。
Let me see how God says that. How God comment on this.
以赛亚书六十四章六节说的。我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
In Isaiah 64:6, all of us has become like one who is unclean, and all of your righteous acts are like filthy rags.
如果我要表达，如果我说我是很有，是一个公义的人的话
，If I want to say that I'm a righteous person,
我看见这段经文
，And when I look at this verse,
我就要挖个地洞钻进去。
I want to dig a hole and hide myself in there.
好，这个是没有义人的。
There's no righteous.
然后耶稣给了处方。
But Jesus gave the way to the prescription.
好，他是第一个处方子呢，就说你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要给你们了。
The remedy Jesus prescribed is that seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.And all these things shall be given, will be given to you as well.
第二个呢？
The second remedy.
就是说无论何时你愿意人怎样待你们， 你们也要怎样待人，这是律法和先知的道理。
So in everything do to others what you would do to what you have them to do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets.
将心比己，这个就是耶稣所要说的。
You compare your heart with the other's heart.
然后我们来回过头来再看看这个法利赛人是怎么讲的。
And then we just try to review what that Pharisees have said.
啊，你看看，他说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义，奸淫，也不向这个税吏。”
And this verse is said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, and the robbers, evildoers, adulterers, and not even like this tax collector.
我一个星期禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
你觉得他在先求神的国和神的义吗？
You think he's seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness?
我觉得没有。
I didn't think so.
我觉得他是在寻求自己的国和自己的义。
He's seeking his own righteousness and his own kingdom.
所以说他耶稣的第一个方子，第一个处方，他是违背了的。
So he is against the first prescription.
然后呢，他就顺便打击了他旁边的这个税吏。
At the same time, he took the chance to attack someone besides him.
所以说，如果你是那个税吏，或者他自己站在税吏的鞋子里面，他肯定不会这样说的。
And if he is a tax collector himself, he surely won't say something like this.
将心比己，所以说他没有做好。
So by the time we compare the hearts, you know, he did not do a good job himself.
好，我们看看保罗怎么讲的。
And we see how Paul talked about comments on this.
刚才提摩太上来带诗歌。
And Timothy just led us through the songs.
他用那个黄的把那个他要说的那个重点勾出来了。
He outlined highlights the main points with a yellow what's that the highlights.
啊，所以说你看我也用这样的了。好。
So I highlight my point also.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
好。然后我们看保罗啊这样说的。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
And now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify.
在律法以外，我们要看。
Look at, pay attention to this term. Apart from the law,
照着律法，你可能做得很好。
According to the law, you might have done a good job.
但是照着心思意念。你什么都做不到。
But according to your heart, you haven't done anything good.
然后呢，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
神的义是加给我们的。
God's righteousness is given to us.
不是我们挣得的。
Not that we gain it by our own effort.
我们挣不了。神的义的
，We cannot gain it by ourselves.
我们可能可以守住一百个律法，我们可以守住九十九个。
We might have kept 99 of the hundred of the rules, you know, in the law.
但是你守不住一个，你等于犯了一百个。
If you cannot keep one, you means you offend the law.
这个就是圣经的原则。
This is the principle of the Bible.
但是因为我们信了耶稣。
Because we believe in Jesus.
好，因为世人都但如今却蒙受恩典，因信耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
There's no difference. Verse 23.
我跳了，我到 24. 对。
And all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came from Jesus, Christ Jesus.
所以说呢，我想总结一下这句话的，就是说，神的义是在律法以外的。
So God's righteousness is apart from the law.
而且是白白赐给信他的人的。
And it's given freely to anyone who believes.
然后信他的人就白白的称义，就是义人了。
And so all those who believe become righteous.
那我们看看耶稣是怎么做的。
I'll see how Jesus did this.
先求他的国和他的义。
You seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
然后将心比己。
And that's how you compare your heart with others.
这是我总结的哈。然后在马太福音26:39.
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39.
在上十字架之前。
And before he went to the cross,
他祷告说，不要按照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
He prayed that, my father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken away from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
他说第二次又祷告，他这样讲的，他说，我父啊，愿你的旨意成全。
And the second time he prayed, saying, my father, if it's not possible for this cup to be taken away from me, may your will be done.
耶稣给我们设立的榜样，就是先求他的国和他的义。
He set an example for us how to seek after God's kingdom and his righteousness first.
然后呢，将心比己。
And they compare our heart.
他约翰福音三章十六节，我们都很清楚，都知道这段经文。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We are familiar with this verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
天父的心是慈爱的心，他把救恩白白的赐给我们。
God is with a heart of mercy and love, so he gave us freely his redemption, his salvation.
只要我们接受，我们就得到。
Only as long as we receive, accept it, then we'll get it.
好，我们来看这个一个人。
We'll see someone here.
这个人是巴拉巴。
And this person's name is Barabbas.
巴拉巴是一个城里作乱杀人的人。
He's a criminal. He killed someone.
然后呢，还被关到监狱里面了。
And he was put into prison.
在耶稣上十字架之前呢，
And before Jesus went to the cross,
比拉多想把他释放了。
And Pilate wanted to release him.
因为他们那个时候有个规矩。
Because they have a rule at that time.
可以把一个囚犯放出来，把一个人放进去，放到监狱里面去。
And they can release someone and put another person, you know, to prison.
所以说呢，这些群众呢都要求。比拉多把那个杀人犯放了。
And the crowd want asked for the Barnabas, this criminal, to be released.
然后巴拉巴就被释放了。
So Barnabas was released from prison.
耶稣替他受了刑罚。
And Jesus was judged or being punished on his place.
巴拉巴是个真正的杀人犯。
Barnabas was the true criminal.
巴拉巴无罪释放，真是有运气。
And yet he was released and proclaimed not guilty. And he was really fortunate.
耶稣从来没有杀过人。
Jesus never killed anyone.
耶稣心里也从来没有杀过人。
And even he had not killed anyone in his heart.
但是耶稣却被当作杀人犯钉在十字架上了。
Yet Jesus was being put on the cross like a criminal.
我们基督徒都是蒙了大恩的巴拉巴。
And we are all like Barnabas has received this grace from God.
我们所有恨耶稣的那些杀人犯，其实都是蒙了大恩的人。
With those who hate, we have hatred in our heart. We are all committed. We are all killers.
然后耶稣当下耶稣说啊、哦、他们在打耶稣，耶稣还在说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
They are trying to beat up Jesus and yet Jesus still pray for, Father forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
他被钉上去了以后，他还在为那些杀人犯祷告。
After he was nailed to the cross, he kept praying for those murderers.
他说你要为敌人祷告。
He said you have to pray for your enemies.
他就这样做了。
And he did it himself.
这就是耶稣给我们完美的救恩。
This is the perfect redemption that Jesus gave us.
我们的罪被赦免了，他被钉上去了。
Our sins are being forgiven, and yet he was nailed to the cross.
然后我们再看。
And let's keep reading.
我们跳过去。对不起啊，好，可以。然后我们来看一使徒里面有一个使徒叫斯提凡。
You know that there's among the disciples there's one called Stephen.
啊，就是我们一样的名字，今天站在这儿 翻译的也是实体版。
我还站着。
好，好，你看啊，斯蒂凡要被人打死。
Stephen was stoned to death.
然后呢，他是先求神的国和神的义。
And he was the one who seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness first.
使徒行传七章五十五节这样描述他的：斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
啊，他是先求神的国和神的义。
And he's seeing God's kingdom and His righteousness first.
而不是说自己要被打死了。
And not that he's worried about he will be stoned to death.
然后呢，他是爱心待众人。
And he treats everyone with love.
他在被打死之前又跪下喊着说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”说了这话就睡了。
And before he died, he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep.
他做的是不是和耶稣一样呢？
Did he do the same thing as Jesus did?
我觉得是一样的。
Yes, I think so.
好，所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
耶稣在为敌人祷告。
Jesus prayed for the enemies.
他也在为敌人祷告。
Stephen also prayed for the enemies.
他真的是很完美。
Stephen is perfect.
他怎么样能够做得这样完美呢？
How could he do this?
圣经给了答案。
The Bible gives the answer.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the old has gone, the new is here.
所以说，在耶稣里面，我们是新造的人。
So in Christ, in Jesus Christ, we are a new creature.
耶稣把他的义亲自加在我们身上。
Jesus imposed his righteousness on us.
我们的罪归在耶稣身上。
Our sins become his.
巴拉巴被释放了，耶稣被钉上了。
Barnabas was released and Jesus was nailed to the cross.
我们两个被置换了，交换了。
And they were exchanged positions.
所以说，我们是义人。
So that's why we are righteous.
不是我们做得到。
Not that we have accomplished this ourselves.
我们是被神交换了。
We are being replaced. We are being exchanged place with Jesus Christ.
这就是神给我们的公义。
And this is the righteousness God gave us to us.
我为什么在开始之前，我想到这个刚才说的那个案子啊，就是这个人的名字很难说。他这个案子他被判了死刑。
Why we talk about that the case, you know, when I first started the message?
我想说的，人间的律法可以犯错误。
We can say we can make mistakes in our judgment. In
人间可能公义是行不出来的。
We might not be execute the true righteousness.
但是神因着他的爱心，他把他的公义白白的赐给我们。
And God, because of His own righteousness, He gave us His justice. He gave us His own righteousness freely.
所以说，我的题目今天说是义薄云天。
So our topic is the righteousness is makes everything insignificant.
好，我们来祷告。
我们祷告。但是这里给我们能够在这里看到，我们的公义在主人面前好像瀑布一样，叫到我们能够明白到我们的身份、我们的福分都是从你而来。我们能够不要有一个什么以为了不起的心态，以为我们自己去做你讨你的喜悦，都是主你的恩典教导我们每天的生活当中都明白到我们是由信以及信，从要跟随你的脚步，要寻求你的国和你的义。感谢主的恩典，奉主的圣名祈求，
阿门。